You were playing a good game, and it's still 1-0 in the middle of the third. Were you feeling a little bit snake-bitten there?
No, I didn't think we didn't feel snake-bitten at all. I mean, we were really playing a good, solid game, and I really liked the way we started. Our puck movement was some of the best that it's been all year. Really had a good shot mentality, even in the second period when we had that really good push. We had a couple posts, and we didn't panic, and we stayed the course. And third period, we had some pushes and a big goal by Roger. But I think more importantly, I think that PK was a huge PK before that happened. And, we get a big power play goal in overtime.
Defensively, it seemed like that was their first chance that they scored on. But overall, you didn't give up a huge amount of chances there. And when you did, Johnson was there to make some big saves.
Yeah, I think everybody really played good defensively. Our D were up. Gaps were really tight. We didn't give them too many second opportunities except on the goal, as you said. And we protected in front of Johnny. Guys were blocking shots, putting their body on the line. And when we needed a save, Johnson was there. But got to hand it to our guys. They really played hard and really took away time and space against a really good hockey team. And it was a really solid effort from everybody.
It's common. Bill said he's here for a few reasons, leadership, other things. But the score is obviously important.
Yeah, you have to feel for him. I mean, he's had some really good looks. He had a good look off a pad earlier in the game, and things haven't been going well for him. You know, he's been working his way, getting his chances, and they haven't gone in. So it's good to see him get a goal tonight and get rewarded.
How about Seth Griffith? He came into the lineup. How did you feel he played?
I thought, like I said, from top to bottom, I think everybody contributed in their own way. Seth did a really good job tonight, being on the forecheck, trying to create offensively, and maybe didn't get a lot of looks, but he's trying to make a difference out there.
Was there any question they were looking to see if Sam made contact on that winning goal? Was there any question in your mind?
No, I mean, after we looked at it really quickly after the game, he had enough time to react anyway, and that's one of the things we talked about, the shot mentality. And we need to hold a team like this 12 shots up for two periods. It's paying attention to the details of the game, and when we had opportunities to get pucks to the net, Vasilevsky played a really great game. He made some big saves for them as well.
Is he maybe one of the most athletic goaltenders you'll see?
It's really difficult because even going side to side, he's able to get across and get square up to the puck. And you see that one blocker save he made at the end there. It was remarkable. He is a very good, solid goaltender.
There's times watching Chad where he just knew he was going to make a save, and one goalie's that kind.
Even on that the penalty kill, I mean, Stamkos gets two or three really good looks. The last one where it hit him in the shoulder, I mean, Chad was really calm. He's just letting the puck hit him, and he's just really squared with the puck and in position. So he's been playing really well for us lately.
Larson took that hard elbow to the head. How is he?
He's fine. He had to go off because of the hit to the head and the protocol, but he's been cleared.
Hey, thank you, Phil Housley on the postgame. Brian.